Are you
deadpan
or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I fucking walk around and rip that? No, shut the fuck up.
Jack Mangan.
Do I want? No! No! Don't shut me up!
But it's not who you are underneath. It's what you do that defines you.
Am I gonna walk around and rip your fucking
earbuds
down in the middle of a
podcast?
Kick your fucking ass!
A little fight?
Yeah, I like that.
Ah, da 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 da! Ah, da 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 da! I want you off the fucking
podcast,
you prick!
I'm sorry.
Leave!
Jack Mangan.
Alone! Please!
You're a nice guy! You're a nice guy!
Your compassion is a weakness your enemies will not share.
Double dumbass on you!
You prick!
Hey, welcome to Deadpan number 119. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. Zatoichi, the killer, clowns from outer space, the final frontier, airlines, and the Sandman. Bring me a dream, a little dream, the impossible dream of Jean Genie and a bottle of beer on the wallflower power. On the turning away, station area 51, for the money, two for the show, me state of emergency 911, two threes company, meeting the press gang of 4, 5, 6, 6, 6, 7 samurai. Yeah, I said I was going to stop doing that, I think I am now. Keyboard click. So, since the last episode was should have been called Deadpan number 118, the pants, the ducks, and the hooker, but instead we called it Jonathan Deadpan Seagull, I think that will be the name of this one, even though it does not apply. So welcome to Deadpan number 119, the pants, the ducks, and the hooker. And also thanks to Christian Bale for helping me to welcome you into the podcast. Anyway, I actually don't have a whole lot of your content for this one, so please get me some stuff. You know how to contact me. SphericalJackM@gmail.com or voicemail. 206-350-TOMI. 206-350-8664. All right, but yeah, we'll still manage to pass the time here anyway. Intro babble out.
Imagine a giant circus that runs around the clock and features ring after ring of attractions for fans of science fiction, art, science, and new media. Wouldn't you want to run away to that circus?
Now you can, because this very show, which goes by the name of Balticon, is coming to Marriott's Hunt Valley Inn, just north of Baltimore, on Memorial Day weekend. From May 22nd to 25th, you can join over 1,000 other fans in a huge celebration. Charles Stross, one of science fiction's hottest writers, will be there, as will Kurt Miller, whose covers have graced many science fiction novels, and renowned singer Mary Crowell, and you can spend time with all of them. Love art? Go to the art show and view work by some of science fiction's masters. And if you fall for a piece, you can buy it. Interested in film or anime? Rooms with both are always available. Care to play a game? From tabletop games to live-action role-playing, gamers are ready for you to join in. Like to dress up? Join one of the best and largest costume contests on the East Coast. Want to laugh? Attend the special spoken word and comedy performance. Interested in new media? Balticon features the longest-running, best, and largest new media track available anywhere, with some of the most famous names in podcasting and webcomics. This year, attending as special guest of honor, is New York Times best-selling author Scott Sigler, the first author to release a novel in podcast-only form. Come meet him! For more information, drop by our website, www.balticon.org, or listen to our podcast at www.balticonpodcast.org. Join us May 22nd to the 25th. Balticon, you're never too old to run away and join the circus.
Hello. This is T. Morris of Podiobooks.com, the survival guide to writing fantasy, and podcasting for dummies. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Yay.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Paul Mackey on February 10th, 2009, at 5:45 p.m. Central Time. We welcomed Iris Fey into the world. It's spelled F-E-Y. She was 7 pounds and 9 ounces, 20 inches. Thank you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
A sweater stone. It's to get the pills off his sweater. Another hair clip. Another brush for the cat. We have, how does that make now? 6 brushes for the cat. Oh, look at this. My email beeps at me. Some bias tape that can go with my sewing stuff.
No!
A checkbook.
No!
An empty box. Swimming goggles.
Oh, good for you!
Another pair of sunglasses. Oh, these. Okay, I had to hit pause because my doorbell rang. That was really weird. And it was the, gas meter man.
What is he doing there?
So it doesn't just happen to Jack. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Sunglasses my husband wore. They're like Men in Black type glasses. I don't know what that is. A braided rope of some kind?
For fuck's sake.
A padlock. A pen. A pen can go with the other pens. Another hair scrunchie.
Stick around, because deadpan is the motherfucking way.
And now for the very special deadpan interview, Wilford Brimley. You know him for his Quaker Oats and Diabetes commercials, his bizarre casting as the head evil henchman in the movie of The Firm. The movie, not the workout tapes. His bushy white mustache, and for looking like a walrus. The problem is Skype screwed up the interview and I couldn't get the audio recorder working. So I just called him on the phone and conducted the interview that way. Here now is a recording of that conversation. Hello, Mr. Brimley. Thanks so much for coming on to the Deadpan Podcast. How are you doing? Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Really? Okay. Now, I understand there was some trouble when the humans tried to take your bucket. Okay. Are you still there? Mr. Brimley? Wilford? Quaker Oats guy?
This is Debbie, and I listen to Deadpan, so why don't you?
This is Sly B, a.k.a. Like Smooth Butter, a.k.a. the S in SB. Giving a special thank you today for Jack Mangan's Deadpan podcast and letting the Deadpanners in on one of SB's little secrets. How SB listens to the Deadpan podcast every week. Picture this. Thursday. She jumps out of bed and syncs her iPod first thing. She then grabs a cup of coffee and her mobile speakers and then fills the tub with scalding hot water. The next thing I usually hear once the water stops is raucous laughter. That's right, you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast, the perfect accompaniment to get a dirty lesbian clean. At least one gay lady, y'all know.
Why, sure! Climb into my spoon!
Alright, hold on. You need 5 more seconds to recover from Sly B's revelation about SB. Alright, here's your 5. So it is time now for the Greasy Nipples, Greasy Spoon Comments section of the Deadpan Podcast, where we pick 5 random comments off of the comments page. And because I say comments so frequently, and comments is such a boring word, we replace the word comments with nipples. That's the idea, at least. All right, the first randomly selected nipple. Retro says, the witch, the vibrator, and her wardrobe. Second one, Just a Joe says, CP, quotes, wake me up before you go-go, close quotes, dash, wham. In parentheses, now that's going to get stuck in my CPIMM. Nomad Scry says, I took the plunge and installed Crunchy, in parentheses, cross his fingers. I don't know enough to fix anything if I mess it up, so eek. FluxFluxEE has a nice looking set of icons, but I'm even less familiar with PC Linux OS than I am with Ubuntu, in parentheses, which I consistently misspell as Ubuntu. Fourth, CJ says, I'm being drooled on by tiny little person whose vocabulary mostly consists of the word vroom. Little phlegm for you. The last nipple of the week. Ed from Texas says, good day all. My contact is spotty as we are going on an unplanned internet-free adventure at home. Comcast is supposed to have someone out to look at it tomorrow afternoon. It's frustrating because I have an internet connection by all observable measures, ellipsis. I'm just losing about 90% of all my packets. They just better get it fixed by Thursday morning, or I'll have to go deadpan on their asses. Yes, of course, these are all chosen randomly, but I just love that. Speaking of going deadpan on their asses.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable. I never had a DP behave like this.
Dim sum. Dim sum should never be in need of a shave. Hello again, Jack. This is Paul Mackey. John Bowes on the forums, of course. As frequent listeners would know, new listeners should come and hang out with me and the gang. So I'm going to change things up a little bit. Today I've got the instant lunch nearly identical to the noodle cup of last week. This is the jalapeno cheddar flavor instead of just the cheddar flavor. So changing things up a little bit, I'm going to, instead of telling you what it's like, I'm going to look down the list of ingredients and find something that's unfamiliar to me. And, you know, I'm not really sure why it has to have powdered cooked chicken, but it does have powdered cooked chicken in it. Why to go to the expense and bother powdering it instead of just putting it in as cooked chicken is a little beyond me, but...
Barack Obama does not care about white people.
Two pencils. A bell. I don't know why there's a bell here, but everyone needs a bell once in a while.
You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. God, I'm so excited.
All right, so we're going to pick disodium inosinate. And, people who work in the food industry or the chemistry, biochemistry industry, as I know we've got some, probably are going to correct me on the pronunciation or would like to. All right, so on Wikipedia, it comes up that it is also known as E631. It's got a chemical formula, and I don't even know how to read that exactly, so I'll skip the chemical formula. It is the disodium salt of inosinic acid. It's a food additive often found in, instant noodles and potato chips, a variety of other snacks. It's a flavor enhancer in synergy with monosodium glutamate, the lovely MSG, which I believe I saw out on there, to provide the umami taste. As it is a fairly expensive additive, it is not used independently of glutamic acid. If disodium inosinate is present in a list of ingredients, but MSG does not appear to be, it is possible the glutamic acid is provided as part of another ingredient or is naturally occurring in another ingredient like tomatoes, Parmesan cheese, or yeast extract. It is often added to foods in conjunction with disodium guanylate, which I did see on there. The combination is known as disodium 5 ribonucleotides. Well, all right. So, yes, this is indeed used along with the disodium guanylate and the MSG. and providing that lovely umami taste, which I will save for another episode. All right, Jack. Have a good episode. Bye.
Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
And since you got to hear my half of the Wilford Brimley interview audio, here now is the text transcript of his responses during the interview, omitting my part, which you've already heard. Wilford said, "Well, thanks for having me on. I'm a big fan. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. As you may know, my health isn't great. I have diabetes. My doctor recommended exercise to help my condition, so I started to take the Pilates. Man, that exercise is tougher than Mephistopheles. Who does the doctor think I am, Hercules? Trying also to monitor my diet, but goddamn, I sure do love the Rice Krispies treats. And by the way, I know my mustache is big and ridiculous, but I need it bushy like this to cover up my herpes. Yes, it's kind of embarrassing. In the 1920s, I was pretty promiscuous. Hmm? Oh yes, I do look like a walrus, and I has a bucket. Cuckoo ka-choob. Oh noes, they be stealing my bucket. I am the Eggman. K, thanks, bye."
That's right. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast, the perfect accompaniment to get a dirty lesbian clean.
All right, it might seem kind of early, but we're going to start some outro babble now. This episode will be a standard length deadpan. But anyway, if I haven't already pimped this, and if you haven't already heard it, then I was actually honored to have a story, an original story of mine called Creature of God, appear in the 3-year anniversary episode of the Variant Frequencies. Frequencies. The Variant Frequencies podcast. And Rick Stringer does an amazing job. And the whole crew does. Rick Stringer did the narration, and they did a wonderful production job, and they had a stellar cast of guest voices, and I encourage you to listen. They did a wonderful job with my story. That's Creature of God over at the Variant Frequencies podcast. I'm going to stop that. If you are free Sunday afternoon, if you have Skype, Sunday afternoon, February 22nd, 2009, we are going to do a Watchmania conversation, which should be interesting because even with two people talking on Skype, half the time everyone's just saying, starts talking and says, "Oh, no, wait, you go ahead." So imagine that times like 15. But I still encourage you to join in. I think it's going to be an excellent roundtable discussion. And you know what? I think it's going to be somewhat pod historic. I don't think anything like this has been attempted before. I could be wrong. The hell do I know? I don't really listen to anyone. But that is it for Deadpan number 119, The Pants, the Duck, and the Hooker. Thank you for listening. Deadpan is a great community of people. We're a great community of friends. And all the best to everyone out there who's not feeling well. There's been a lot of illness. And congratulations again to John Bowes, a.k.a. Paul Mackey. Not for the noodle cup, but for the birth of Iris Faye. That is wonderful, fantastic news. And congratulations to you and your family, man. That's absolutely great. Let's do a greasy jelly bean game. We haven't done that in a really long time. There will probably be an unshow next week. So get your prediction for how many comments will be there. Get it to me by midnight of Monday before next week. Whatever that is, that's the 16th. Yeah, let's do that again. It's been a while. Be tough to predict because I think due to illness and inclement weather and all that, we've had our comments numbers were kind of off this week. Anyway, this is now outro babble, and I think I know what song I'm going to leave you with this week. I'm actually going to leave with one I've played on quite a few episodes, but I believe it's been a while. This is not the most popular Matt Mango song, but it's my favorite. It's a long one, but it's called What a Lovely Day. I like the song a lot. I like the middle part a lot. I like the whole song a lot. I think it has a great feel. If I can, you know, admire something that I had a hand in creating for a second. And it's a great studio memory. Here's a little anecdote before the song takes us out. So I do remember we wanted to get a beach sound effect to open the song. You know, we wanted kind of waves and maybe some seagulls. And so we found something. But on the track we found, there was this one seagull. I mean, there was all the beautiful sounding seagulls. But then there was this one that had like this duck sound. It was just this abrasive, awful, like, bah! And, you know, I think we were punch drunk after being in the studio. It was like a 12, 13-hour day in the studio. And this was towards the very end. And I just remember that we were all in tears, laughing hysterically in the producer's, you know, the mixing booth, listening to this duck, like, interfering with the beautiful, tranquil waves and seagulls. But, you know, that duck made it into the final copy. I think he doesn't... He's unobtrusive in the final mix of the song, but you know, listen for him in the beginning. I think you can actually hear him at the very end too. Anyway, that's it. It's been a deadpan. Thank you for listening. Please get me content because now I'm running very low. I have a good thing from Chris Fisher that I've been holding out on for a very long time, but I still need your stuff. So get it to me, and that's it. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. You guys are the motherfucking way. Thank you for listening. Looking forward to Watchmania. Oh, yeah, and since this is coming out on whatever today is, February 11th, enjoy your Valentine's Day. I'm not coming back.
All the walls in this place. So out it pops. It soars through the air. It soars through the air. Naked and bare. Naked and bare. Continuing on with magnificent flare. Day out.
after that. At one point in my life, this is where I'll be at. What a lovely day.
We're fucking done.